Hallelujah. Open your Bibles this morning, if you would, with me to Romans chapter 14. Before I get into the message today, we're so grateful today to have Miss America with us. It's kind of funny. Lexi America started at Cub Run doing student teaching, and all the kids call her Miss America. She could actually be Miss America if she chose to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But today, as we get into the Word, understand with me, the Lord really spoke to my heart about certain things, and man, I've been convicted and had to repent in some areas, but he wants you to understand that we're not pointing the Word at anyone. God doesn't point the Word. Just because it's sharper than a two-edged sword, it doesn't mean we're supposed to pierce one another with it. I was kind of reminded when the Apostle Paul and Philemon, verse 6, and he's writing to Philemon to receive Onesimus back, his slave that had ran away, but to receive him back not as a slave but as a free man. And he said in verse 6 of Philemon, he said that the communication of your faith may become effectual or may become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. So today in Romans 14, we're going to begin and read in verse number 7. The Word of God says, "For none of us liveth to himself, or no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." And this is where I want to focus our attention today. "Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." And the title of this morning's message is Compassionate Communication. And we're going to look at three things that there's a danger. The criticism, the choking, and the crippling. Amen. Can we all lift the Word together and make a declaration here? Say, "I believe this is the written Word of God. God wrote this Word to me. I am what God's Word says I am. I can have everything God's Word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. So, Lord, I pray that you speak through me, your vessel. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in this room. And then when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and the honor. If there's any here that do not know you, Father God, may they know you before they leave here today. If there's any that has drifted away from you, may you quicken them and draw them back to you today. If there's any here that are broken and hurt, may you be the restorer of the breach, of the brokenness. Because you are Jehovah Rapha, you're our healer. And you sent your word to heal our diseases. So, Father, I pray that you speak today to each and every one of us, and we'll never cease to give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. First, we're going to look at the criticism. You know, I don't think nowhere in the body of Christ do we need another critic. Hello? The world is full of critics, all right? So the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 2, look with me there. Criticism, or to criticize, is to judge someone. What did the apostle say in our text today? Let us not therefore judge one another anymore. Amen? So we're not to criticize one another. And Romans chapter 2, verse number 1, the apostle Paul writes, therefore thou art an excusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despiseth thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Us pointing and criticizing one another isn't going to lead anyone to Jesus. Amen? I believe it's important that we allow the love of God to flow through our hearts and lives to minister grace to the hearers. I don't know about you, but God gave me all kinds of grace. Amen? Things that I didn't deserve. I didn't deserve the grace that he bestowed upon me. And since I didn't deserve the grace that he bestowed upon me, that means that others don't have to deserve the grace I bestow upon them. Hello? Amen? The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, maybe you've been criticized. Maybe you've been judged. Now we're all looking at the receiving side. You know, he says in verse 3, but with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of a man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before this time until the Lord come, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Amen? So with this in mind, about there's a time and there's a season for everything, God says for us not to criticize our brothers and sisters in Christ. He always reminds me, you know, sometimes I'm ministering to people and sometimes I get discouraged, or I expect more or something else out of him, and then the Lord just reminds me where I was when he found me. Hello? Amen? You know, what he desires for you is, if you're a young child of God, he says for you as a young child of God that you're to desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. In other words, he isn't going to try to slam a stake down your throat to choke you up. He's going to feed you with the milk of the word. Amen. To help us grow. And just like as a mom has a newborn baby, she's going to nurse that baby with milk. She ain't going to try to feed that baby a steak the day after it's born. You know? Amen. So in James chapter 4, what you got? Well, you got to do better than that. You had something smarty to say, I know.
No, mine did.
Oh, yours did?
Yeah.
Ah.
Put blender.
She put it in the blender?
It's good, too. As you can see.
Yes, Lord. I don't think you came out of the birthing room with mushed up steak, okay? And James chapter 4, verse 11. Now we take this word and let's apply it. Put application to it. James 4:11 says, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. And here's the question he poses in James. Who art thou that judgest another? He says, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen. So the first thing he says, hey, let's not judge one another. The criticism. Let us not criticize one another. Let's look for ways that we may encourage, to edify, to build one another up. I don't know about you, but I love it when I'm running in the park and I have people that say, good job, keep on going. You know, I love to be encouraged. Do you love to be encouraged? God wants to encourage each and every one of us. That he that's begun a good work in each and every one of us is faithful to see it through. But he hasn't seen it through yet. So don't grow weary where you're at. He says, don't grow weary and well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you do not faint or give up. He that's begun a good work is faithful. Amen. And so he's saying to you and I, and he's speaking to us about, hey, let's not be a critic. Let's not criticize one another. I tell you what, if you don't have to look very far to find some good in everyone. Hello? Now, if life and death are in the power of the tongue, what would be more beneficial to the individual if we spoke words of life instead of words of death? Are you with me? He says that he that judgeth, in our text, let them therefore judge, let them not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge just rather that no man put a stumbling block. I have in here to the choking, to choke the life out of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And with this in mind, look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. The Apostle Paul is speaking here concerning eating meat that was offered to idols. But at the same time, he didn't want to do, he had wisdom and knowledge, but the ones that he was ministering to were weak in the faith, and he didn't want to choke them. by the word of God. And he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 9, he says this. He says, but take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to them that are weak. And in other words, just because I've overcome something, just because I have been defeated something and they're still dealing with it, I'm not to let my liberty choke them. You know, I think it was interesting in the Word of God and Matthew 23, I believe it's around verse 22, when Jesus is talking about the seeds in the sower and the ground and the seed. He said that the seed that's the thorns choked the seed, or so it doesn't bring any harvest. And the thorns he spoke about was the cares and riches of this world. Amen. In other words, I know that he cares for me. I know my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I know God will never allow me more on me than I can bear. I know that he blesses to be a blessing. Amen. So when I'm looking at this, I'm not going to let the cares and riches of this world choke out. I'm thankful for the ones that God is blessing. I'm thankful for millionaires. Amen. But I'm also thankful for the poor. You know, God has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to reach the poor, to set at liberty the captives, to open the prison doors to them that are bound. That's what we're here for. This is why we're here. And one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, in Isaiah chapter 57, verse number 14, are you with me? Amen. We're talking about choking. We're talking about being a stumbling block. Talking about tripping others up. Amen. The prophet Isaiah prophesied this in Isaiah 57, 14. He said, and shall say, cast ye up. Cast ye up. Prepare the way. Take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Amen. Amen. There's all kinds of things that will trip people up in the natural. Why in the world would we want to trip them up in the spiritual? Amen. Amen. In other words, God wants us to have compassion and let us have compassionate communication with one another. Amen. And as children of God, as we're allowing the fruit of the Spirit to be evident through our lives, we're speaking words of life. Amen. Are you with me? You know, it's kind of interesting because the Lord always challenges everyone by his word in different areas. Right? I mean, I had to bite my tongue. Have you ever bit your tongue? Ouch. Amen? Because some of the things that were coming out of my mouth weren't to build up anything. And rather nobody was around or not, the words that were spoken was going into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And rather we're around one another or not, if we don't have something good to say, something edifying to say, shut up. Hello? The Holy Ghost says, shut up. Hallelujah. Turn me in 1 John chapter 2. Let me see if I heard from the Lord. How many needs help in this area of their life? Let me see your hand. Praise God. Then the word was sent here for purpose. It's all of us. How you doing? Praise God. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 9. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. God's word says you're either in the light or darkness. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because darkness hath blinded his eyes. You know, one of the things the Lord was speaking to me this week about, it's kind of interesting, that he said, he says what he means, he means what he says, and nothing has changed in his word. Times and seasons have changed. Technology has changed. It's become a really fast world we live in right now. But there's one thing that remains steady. The Word of God. It's unchanging. So in all of the chaos and all the turmoil that's in this world, there's only one place where you can find steadiness and peace. That's in Him. Amen. He says to judge this, put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in your brother's way. And there I have the crippling. She saw me and went, woo! Hallelujah. Look at me in 1 Timothy chapter 6. This is an area the Lord really wants to minister to. And not as much ministering here, but the word's going out in the web, and it's going to minister to others. It's going to minister here too, but just bear with me. And 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Here's what the Lord says. One of the things the Lord was saying is, when we reach the poor, listen to me, listen up. When we reach the poor, we teach them the things of God. We teach them how to give, how to tithe, and how to God to start blessing them. God didn't call them to stay that way. He brings them out of that, and they help them grow. And when God takes someone that was poor and ministers to them, all of a sudden when they have, they forget where they got it from. All of a sudden, look what I did. Look what I accomplished. And the Apostle Paul is writing to to Timothy, his student, and he says in 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse number 17. She is fine. Let her have fun. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, which giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. Now, Solomon, one of the wisest men ever, you know, it's kind of interesting with Solomon. If you don't know the history, God told Solomon that he could have whatever he wanted. Just ask. And Solomon asked for wisdom. And so the wisdom of his statements come in Proverbs chapter 22. This is what the Lord is speaking to my heart about. Verse number 2. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. Amen? And in other words, just because we become and just because we're blessed, we're to be a blessing to help them. We're to be a blessing to help others. You know, and as we do this, he says to us, look with me in Proverbs 14. Verse number 31. He says, he that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker. But he that honoreth him have mercy on the poor. Amen? When Jesus said, give and it shall be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, as you give unto others, God will give unto your bosom. As you give, he will give back to you. In other words, I believe that the Lord says to us, hey, you know, that let's not forget where he found us. As he takes us here, that we're to help others, you know. God says, we do not belong to ourselves. How many in the room have given their heart to Jesus? If you're a child of God, you don't belong to yourself any longer. You belong to him. He purchased you. He purchased me. I'm not a slave, but I'm a slave to righteousness. Because Jesus is my righteousness. Amen? And what he is saying to us in this word today, look with me in Romans chapter 15. Romans 15. Verse number one, he says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. In other words, to build someone else up. I'm a follower of Christ, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I through his word today? He is saying, let us therefore, let us not therefore judge one another anymore. But judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. In other words, God is challenging us not to be critics. Not to choke our brothers and sisters. And not to do things that will cripple them or that will trip them up. No one said, and Jesus never said, that you wouldn't go through things in this life. That you wouldn't go through trials, that you wouldn't go through tests. But he says, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Learn of me because I am meek and I am lowly in heart. In other words, he was humble. He was merciful. He was loving. He was compassionate. And what God is saying to you and I in closing today as we're communicating with one another and we're communicating with others, that we're not criticizing them. We're not judging them or choking them or being a stumbling block to trip them up or causing them to fall by crippling their way. That's what I say hallelujah to. So in closing today, what the Lord says for you and I is, hey, let's not just be a hearer, but let us be a doer of his word. Amen? And this word was spoken today to encourage us. If you've been here, if in your life, if you've been hurt, Listen to me. You've been scarred by words that have been spoken to you. And people who have said things and lied and said that there was no value or there was no worth. That didn't come from the Lord. She's fine. That didn't come from the Lord. That came from the devil. He's the liar and he's the father of all lies. Jesus says, just come to me like as this little child. Amen? You know, this right even now, little Amelia is being helped by being able to walk around this sanctuary. She gets to look at you and see that you're harmless. And everybody makes faces. So, can we look at the one next to us and make a face? Can everybody make a face at someone today? You know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord, that is our strength. Amen. And he's come to give us joy in the abundance thereof. So all those lies and all that deception of the adversary that he's come to try to steal and to kill and to destroy you, God is destroying that even in this atmosphere. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. He says in 3 John, verse number 2, he says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And as the word comes forth and our soul is prospering, our health prospers with it. Amen. Because God has plans for us. He says, I have plans for you for good and not for evil. Plans to give you a hope and expected end. Bow your heads and let us pray.